Good Monday morning, and welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Margaret Allen, one of the producers of this feature that presents talented Tennessee Valley writers reading their own works. Today, we are joined by Maureen Perkins, who, through the use of haiku, shows us how simplicity can create vast beauty.
17 little syllables. There are just 17 little syllables, 5 upon 7 upon 5, making 3 little lines like a stack of delicate pancakes. But in the world of poetry, they pack a very powerful punch. There's snow on the ground, shades of gray-blue everywhere. Birds do not sing now. I've always been interested in writing poetry, sharing my creativity in a different way. However, the thought of my own Shakespearean sonnets, odes to Grecian urns, or the strict rules of iambic pentameter usually exhausted my poor brain. When I was first exposed to haiku during a high school writing class, I thought the idea was cute, but the result was limited vocabulary and expansive expression. I didn't realize how those 17 little syllables could open a whole new world of bringing my point across to myself and my rapt audience. Years later, I was exposed to haiku once more, reading excerpts from my son's 6th grade writing class, and realizing the potential impact of crafting words from a 12-year-old's worldview. The poems they created, simple yet eloquently designed, opened up my now more willing mind once more. Candle burns nearby. Light flickers on the table, surrounded by gold. Haiku is a beautiful form of poetry originating in Japan during the 17th century. It is short, those 17 little syllables, generally does not rhyme, and although it can describe any subject, usually evokes images of the natural world. A perfect haiku can paint a vivid picture by focusing on a brief time period, employing powerful descriptive images, and evoking strong emotions in the reader. It can also just be light, humorous, and entertaining. 3 or 4 or more, cookies on a silver plate, more choices than time. It took me a few more years to pick up a pen, yes, writing not typing, to really sit down and express my fleeting thoughts while they still sounded melodic and meaningful. Since beginning my haiku journey, I have compiled a journal of rambling, descriptive, and playful observations on everything that has crossed my mind and the windows of my backyard garden. I admit I never really noticed the plethora of beauty, motion, and color that is out there to enjoy using a few words of poetry. It took those 17 little syllables for me to paint a verbal picture that makes my brain giggle and my heart smile. 17 little syllables make a fine haiku. Rain falls on gardens, making them burst with color. Happy are flowers.
Maureen Perkins is a visual artist by day, but loves writing, especially haiku. She wrote this to stretch her creative chops. You can hear Maureen's essay again by visiting WLRH.org. Just click on Sundial under the podcast tab. You'll be able to hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, here on 89.3 HSV Public Radio.